mission, a strategic mission of destiny. Tonight he wants to pass through University of Agriculture. The reason why he came is because he has you in mind. Can we share a word of prayer together? Lord, we give you praise. We thank you because of your goodness, your grace, and your loving kindness. You have preserved us to be partakers of that which you have programmed into today. And so tonight we ask that your spirit might find liberty in the midst of us to accomplish your will in the lives of men, to register your presence on this campus in the name of Jesus Christ. When you deal with a man, you have a future in view. From the perspective of that which you want to make out of these people sitting before your presence, deal with each and every one of us in the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may salute your neighbor as you take your seat. Welcome to the house of God. Welcome to the house of God. Welcome to the house of God. Hallelujah. I know it's been a long day in the physics class, in the chemistry class, but now we celebrate Jesus. You are welcome to the house of God. We want to specially welcome the patron of the Anglican Students Fellowship and his wife. We want to welcome all the senior ministers here present and all the laborers in the campus theaters. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. Please, I would like us to turn our Bibles, just in case you have one, to the book of John chapter 3. John chapter 3. It will be a short piece tonight, and we trust God to help us in the name of Jesus. John chapter 3, from verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus went further to explain in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Hallelujah. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
The technology that Jesus used to explain the very concrete spiritual reality that he was trying to communicate with them is in verse 6. That which is born of the flesh doesn't look like flesh, but is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
When we consider this scripture from verse 1, the introduction seems to be somewhat boisterous, very alarming, because the scriptures introduces a personality from different perspectives. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. That was too boisterous. And you begin to wonder, why did scripture decide to present this man in such a bogus fashion? The reason is because he was a man of many titles from the perspective of humankind. He was Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, the member of the Jewish ruling council. He was part of the Senate. So he was not just a normal countryman, he was a ruler among his people. And the Bible says that when he came to Jesus, his approaching Jesus looked like he was coming to hand over some kind of accreditation papers to give him endorsement for his ministry. He came as a corporate persona representing a particular section of the Jewish ruling council. Are you still with me? Oh, if you are still with me, say amen. The Holy Ghost is already here. That's why I wanted us to welcome him. He represents a particular section of the Jewish ruling council. And when he came to meet Jesus, he came not by himself or with himself. He came as a representative of that sect of the council that sent him to encounter Jesus. It was somewhat of an accreditation. He was saying, "We know." It was one man that came to Jesus, but he was addressing Jesus as "we," because he was sent by a company, was sent by a clique, he was sent by a club to Jesus. And he said, "Whereas many others may not know, but we know that you are a teacher come from God. Because no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." I was wondering, the guy was talking about Jesus' teaching ministry. He was bringing accreditation to his teaching ministry, but he did not talk about the doctrines that Jesus taught. He said, "The reason why we believe, because we ourselves in our own respect are teachers. We communicate the revelatory powers of God. But we ourselves that are custodians of revelation have come to an acknowledgement of the fact that you are a teacher come from God." He was trying to say that there were so many teachers in our company, we don't know where they come from. We don't know from whence they have come, but your identity is concrete. We know that you come from God. I was expecting Jesus to say, "If it's accreditation you came for, why did you come in the night?" Hallelujah. I was expecting Jesus to say something like, "We've been waiting for you to acknowledge our ministry all this while. Why did it take so long?" But you see, Jesus' response was such a response that I would not have given if I were in his situation. Jesus said, I need to explain to you the import of what Jesus said. Please turn again to verse 1. I'd like us to see the man we are dealing with here. Alright? Now the Bible says there was a man, so you underline man. Underline Pharisee. Underline Nicodemus. Underline ruler. Then underline Jew. Are you with me? I say, are you with me? Now that is to say, the man that came to Jesus could be considered as a man, he could be considered as a Pharisee, he could be considered as Nicodemus, he could be considered as a ruler, he could be considered as a Jew. But When Jesus was considering him, Jesus had no other way to consider him except one way. Jesus could only see him as a man. You see, he had to be a man before he became Nicodemus. He had to be a man before he became a ruler. He had to be a man before he became a Jew. He had to be a man before he became a member of the Sanhedrin. He had to be a man before he became a Pharisee. And so, as far as Jesus was concerned, what Jesus was addressing in him was not his PhD. What Jesus was addressing in him was not the fact that he is studying civil engineering. What Jesus was addressing in him was the fact that he was what? A man. When God comes to probe your life, he doesn't look upon the decorative accessories that you have placed upon humankind. What God wants to address is humankind. And the kind of statement that Jesus made was a strange statement. Because Jesus said, you were not born well. That's the meaning of what he said. You have a problem with the process by which you were born. Now, you see, in this kind of situation where Jesus was supposed to pamper the man because he came with accreditation papers. Do you know what it would have meant for Nicodemus to have come with some delegates from the Sanhedrin with a long dissertation, and then they begin to declare, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, because no one can do this miracle. You know what it would do to the crowd? The GP of the ministry would have gone higher. Hallelujah. However, I was expecting Jesus to behave in a certain way and to comport himself with decorum. Instead of doing that, he said, I am seeing that you were not born well. What has the way the man was born, what has it got to do with accreditation? Jesus was saying, because you were not born properly, you lack the ability to accredit me. You don't have the stature. You don't have what it takes to accredit me because you were not born properly. Hallelujah. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. There is a country ruled by God. There is a sphere of reality that is governed by God, governed by His Spirit. And you are altogether cut off from that sphere of reality and measured as an entity that is time-based, totally relegated to time. And your life will only make meaning in time. Whereas, you existed as a seed of eternity before you were formed in your mother's womb. According to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, when God was trying to bring perspective to his prophet, he told him, reaching back into hallowed antiquity, that before you were formed in your mother's womb, you existed as a seed of eternity. It was in that context that you were assigned a purpose and granted an ordination. So the very essence for which you were fabricated in God's studio is going to come under reproach if, by any means, you do not have what it takes for you to connect with that frame of reference, with that realm of reality. This man could not understand the high things that Jesus was trying to communicate to him. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I want to bring a word out, and maybe I'll talk about that for 3 minutes. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see. In the linguistic original linguistic context of Greek language from whence the word see was interpreted from, it means to perceive using senses. See, say, except a man be born again, he cannot perceive the kingdom using senses. It presupposes that just like we have physical senses, we also have spiritual senses. But, you see, when you were in your mother's womb at 9 months, you had eyes. Is that true? You had ears. Is that true? But it happens to be that your eyes and your ears were not meant for the womb. You had to be born into the physical world before your eyes became relevant. You had to be born into the physical world before your ears became relevant. And Jesus was saying, except a man be born again, his spiritual senses that were designed on his spirit will not be animated enough for him to perceive the things that are bound in the realm of God. You have senses spiritually, but you need to be born again first before those senses will become active, because the Spirit of God will furnish reality upon those senses and give you the capacity to perceive the things that are domiciled in the realm of God. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. When I was on campus, I wanted to be a lecturer. That was my dream. I had that dream because I have a gift. And the gift I have is the gift to teach. If I teach physics, people understand physics. If I teach mathematics, people understand mathematics. It's because I have a gift. And I felt that the best platform to put this gift to work was in the ivory tower, the arena of knowledge. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. But in the place of prayer, I received a perception from heaven. And the perception I received was that of all the things written concerning me in heaven, it is never written anywhere that I will be a lecturer. See, the reason why I did not eventually become a lecturer was because I received a perception. And that perception has guided my adventure through time, consistent with that which is written in the script when I yet existed as a seed of eternity. You know, the Bible says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came. Now, you see, are you with me? Oh my, you are not with me. I say, are you with me? That is a transition from eternity to time. He was sent from God from the archives of heaven. And the same, that means he was a literal expression of God's ordination for him in time. Meanwhile, someone here may be sent from God, but the manifestation that we have on earth is not the same. And that will be the case if your spiritual senses are not active. It means you are bound to live out a life that is not consistent with your ordination. You will think you are scoring points, but you are not striking any chord in the realm of your reality. And Jesus was saying it's going to be tantamount to a waste of time if a man doesn't get to have the ability from God to be able to live out that which was written concerning him. At least Nicodemus acknowledged that Jesus was a teacher. Come from where? But he could not say the same about himself. The question tonight is, this person that has come, is it the same that was sent from God? And just in case What you are doing here is not consistent with God, what God ordained. It means that your spiritual senses have not been animated, activated. And so your perception of the realm of reality has been in doubt. Jesus said, it doesn't matter what you build upon the vainness of humanity. It doesn't matter what life you get to live and how many degrees you acquire. Without this foundation in your life doesn't strike a chord where it matters. That was what Jesus was trying to unveil to this man. However, the man had some issues of lack of comprehension. And he was wondering if Jesus was talking about physical birth, because his understanding could not span beyond the physical realm. He said, well, scientifically, it's not possible for me to go back into my mother's womb and be born. So what are you talking about? Am I going to find a way of getting back and then be born out of my mother's womb to reverse all the years that I've lived and then become a little creature, a fetus, and go back into the womb and then re-engineer myself and come out? Jesus said, just in case that was possible, you will still come out as flesh. Because what? That which is born of what? Of the flesh is flesh. Notice that Nicodemus stopped talking after this conclusion was reached. There was no, the great teacher from the Sanhedrin did not have any suggestion again beyond this point. My question tonight is, who is he that has come? Is it the same one that was sent from God? Or when you came into the studio of time, your life is a total departure from that which was ordained from the archives of God. Time is a platform that affords us an opportunity to sow seeds into eternity. Sow seeds into the forever civilization. And if by any means in your pilgrimage through time you never had a collision with the Holy Spirit, it means you have not really started living. Because God does not begin anything that he has not yet concluded. A manufacturer doesn't begin a product that is not yet concluded in terms of design. By the time he goes into manufacturing, he understands every detail of the processing of that particular product. God finished you before he decided to create you. God is not a God of time and space. He's a God that dwells in a frame of reference which is an eternal now. He is, doesn't need time for him to perform. Human beings need time, and God is trying to bring us into the context of the timeless reality that he put in place even before we were formed in our mother's womb. At this time, the great teacher of Israel stopped talking. At this time, he discovered that Jesus was more than miracles, because the basis of the accreditation was established upon what? His miracle ministry. Hallelujah. It was at this point beyond miracles. For the very voice of the ancient one was speaking. That was when Nicodemus saw the futility of all the knowledge he had acquired from all the institutions that he attended. As much as I celebrate your adventure through the ivory tower, and I believe that in the fullness of time some of you will become professors in your various areas of discipline, I expected a very robust amen at that point. As much as I wish you well in your journey through your undergraduate, your postgraduate, master's degree, doctorate degree. There is a knowledge that is higher than the soul of man can capture. And Jesus was operating on that frequency. And suddenly a doctor of the law, the custodian of revelatory powers, became mute. It was as if the vault of eternity was opened up, and eternity now began to whisper wisdom. Then he saw that he was small. For all his gettings, all the things he had acquired, did not amount to anything before this great colossus that was uttering words beyond imagining. You will never know how small you are until you meet face to face with Jesus. I like to read the book of Job, because in the book of Job, some of the most fundamental questions are asked. The book of Job is the book of great philosophers. You will notice that Job was the cardinal of the East. And there were three friends that he had that came from their own place. Those friends were cardinals of philosophy in their time, from their own domain. And everything that happens upon the face of the earth, if you bring any of these guys, they could give you a very logical reason for why that thing happened. So they were the wise men of their time. Job brought that title in the East. Only God knows where the East is, but in the East, Job was the one that bore the title of the cardinal of philosophy, the controller of wisdom. So when a mishap takes place, maybe there's a disaster, a volcano erupts, they will come and analyze it and give it a perspective, give it a meaning. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that one of their own was afflicted. Amen. And they journeyed from where they were. When they looked upon his affliction, they rent their garments. And they were mute for 7 days. They were trying to process the situation. It was as if the explanation of this one was not in their vocabulary. It exceeded their knowledge bank. So they were mute for 7 days. After 7 days, they lightened up, and each one began to speak from his own perspective. It was a very, very intellectual discourse that you find in the book of Job. Hallelujah. And they tried to explain the result of a situation that was orchestrated from the realm of the spirit. And by the time we get to the book of Job chapter 30, you will see that all the cardinals of philosophy did not have vocabulary to explain the matter. Even Job himself, they were brought to an end of themselves. Hallelujah. Because when a learned man in the flesh, in the natural, is confronted with a situation that has spiritual causes, his understanding will become unfruitful. And so all the cardinals became mute. And it came to pass, there was a fellow that followed one of the cardinals to visit Job. His name was not mentioned earlier. Until the cardinals had nothing to say anymore. And then an introduction was done abruptly. Elihu was introduced. And he said, he gave us the reason why he refused to speak all this while. He said, I thought that years, age, to speak, and length of years should teach wisdom, because that was what they were taught, that the older you are, the wiser you become. So he kept quiet for the older ones to try to decipher the mystery behind the situation of Job. But when he saw that age did not count for anything that day, Elihu said, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty, it giveth them understanding. There are several things you will never understand from your chemistry test. gospel. I'm by no means saying don't read chemistry. No. May you receive more zeal to lay hold of the burette and the pipette in the name of Jesus Christ. But I assure you that there are many things about your life that the burette will not be able to explain, because your life was orchestrated from the realm of the spirit. You will need a spiritual bed for you to understand what took place in the studio before you manifested in time. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Oh, I remember many years ago, after giving my life to Christ, I began to labor in the place of prayer. Because now that you are born, you need to exercise yourself in the spirit so that you can become awake to the realities that your destiny is carrying. And I began to seek the face of God. You know, I was born in stammerer. I could not say a word. And then when I began to seek the face of God, God now began to reveal to me that I've called you to be a preacher. Preacher? Why would you create a man that is next to dumb and call him a preacher? Everything in the natural did not suggest that I had the capacity to be a herald of God. But you see, what is set up in eternity, what was set up in the studio of God, what was set up in the archives of the immortals, even time cannot call it a lie. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. As I began to walk with Jesus, he began to take away the yoke of stammering. Gradually, it didn't happen like a miracle. Today, when you hear me preach, you think I was born like this. I was made like this, walking with Jesus. Nothing will suggest to you that you have the capacity to fulfill the destiny that God has called you to walk in. The family you come from, the training you had, the unfortunate circumstances that befell you, nothing points to what you truly are. Except you are born again, you will not have the capacity to perceive the things that were written concerning you. Many times in scripture, God had to confront so many people that were in defeat. Just like Gideon, hiding away in the cave, trying to thresh some wheat so that the enemies of his nation would not look upon him. And then an angel came. The angel did not bring any revelatory insight. He just greeted him according to the title of his ordination. He saluted him according to what he was in heaven. Thou mighty man of valor. You notice everything in the natural realm reacted against that salutation. That's when he remembered the infirmities of his father's house. He remembered how lowly his growing up has been. He remembered the menu they used to drink and eat. Everything pointed to the fact that he could not be mighty. But you see, the studio of God had a better story to tell. Something that time could not bear witness to. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I make bold to tell you tonight, some of you, your names are a lie. The name your parents gave you is not true. Most of you sitting here. Except your eyes are open to see the wonders, you will not even understand the reason why you pass through the kind of battles that you pass through. If you are not properly enlightened, you will think the battles you are going through is because you are possessed. But except you see from the perspective of the vista, your evaluation of yourself will be inconsistent with that which God sees. And one of the greatest challenges of heaven is to bring mortal men, humankind, to see from God's perspective. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. The Holy Spirit wants you to see tonight. You've been living without sight for so long. But now, you need to see. You need to what? See. Now I don't have time because we are given strict instructions to shut down because this happens to be a Monday. Now I would have taken us to the book of John chapter 9. Because as far as God is concerned, if you can get to see properly, then the possibility of living properly is in view. And here we see in the book of John chapter 9, a man that was born blind. So an inquiry had to be set up, a panel of inquiry. Are you still with me? I say, are you with me? If you are still here, say amen. All right, maybe we'll do a little of John chapter 9, just a little. A panel of inquiry was set up to investigate a man's blindness. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin that this man or his parents, that he was born blind? We see there's a challenge here. Because these disciples have been going through the school of the Spirit. So they have the capacity to diagnose some conditions. They have basic training in spiritual things. And now they were facing a practical situation. It's okay, this one was born like this. So who did sin? Are you with me? It means in the lecture Jesus had given them, sin is a reproach to any people. That was part of the curriculum that Jesus used to educate them. So they knew there was sin somewhere, but they were trying to place the sin in context. Oh, wow. You are not with me. Who did sin? They had no doubt it was sin. They had no question that it was sin, but where to place it in the generations was the problem, that we need the perspective of the immortal to help them place the sin where it belongs. Even if you are born again here and you have decided to begin to live a life of sin, the first thing that will happen to you, will become blind. Because it's going to impact upon your fellowship with God. And if your fellowship with God is disjointed, your perception has been cut off. You are like a sheep without shepherd. There's no guidance in your life. And because of the kind of way God created us, the only mercy that we have is connected to your capacity to receive guidance. Guidance. For the Bible makes us understand that we were not designed to direct our steps. We all must learn how to look to the hills from whence cometh our help. That is the pictorial representation of what it means to seek God. For him to bring his own perspective so that your life will be according to his perspective, not according to the dictates of circumstances and situations. Who did sin that this man was born blind? Who did sin that this man was born blind? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In a moment, because of time, I'd like you to rise on your feet. It's a critical time. It's a critical moment. It's a time of destiny. Now, as you rise on your feet, can you despise your neighbor? Just pretend as if you are the only one standing on the field. There's no one standing on the field by your side. Let it look like it was in the Garden of Eden, when God came to visit with Adam in the cool of the day, with whispers, with sounds. That's how it is tonight. Jesus wants you to be able to perceive. And without the life of God in your spirit man, your ability to perceive is not in view. If you are here tonight, under the sound of my voice, hearing the preacher preach, and the Holy Spirit is beginning to knock your heart, and he's knocking at that heart. The reason why he's knocking is because he's extending an invitation. If you are here and you have not said yes to Jesus yet, yeah, you might be a good church guy, playing church, you are not immoral, you are a good boy, you are a good girl. But if you have not said yes to Jesus, you are born of flesh. And from Jesus' perspective, you are flesh. And the Bible says, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you are here and you'll be running the affairs of your life all by yourself, doing what you want to do because you are the Lord of your life, the government over your soul, a time will come, a day will come that will prove you wrong. That all mortal kind and act of the creative providence of God, and every such personality that is in this level of civilization will have to answer to God one day for what you did with the soul that God gave you. If you are here tonight and you are saying, Jesus, I'm tired of the rat race, I want to run the right race. If that's what you are saying, put your right hand on your chest. You say you want to stop the rat race, you want to run the right race. You want Jesus to save your soul, and that his spirit will tabernacle upon your spirit and activate your spiritual senses to perceive from heaven that which is written concerning you, so that your life will begin to strike a chord where it matters most. Your right hand on your chest. Just like I said, forget about your neighbor. Forget about the person standing by your side. It's a call of destiny. In the day where men will be called to answer, your father will not be there. Your mother will not be there. You will answer for yourself because you have attained the age of accountability. Your right hand on your chest. And if your right hand is on your chest, you can lift your left hand up so that I can see you. Your right hand on your chest, your left hand up. You are saying, yes, Jesus. Yes, I surrender. Yes, I surrender. Yes, I surrender to you. Don't allow the devil win the argument over your destiny. For Jesus said that if you reject me in this broken world, I will reject you in the kingdom of my Father. If your right hand is on your chest and your left hand is up, leave your seat. Come in front here so that I can pray and break a yoke from your life. Come out to Jesus. Come out to Jesus. Come out to Jesus. He makes a call to your soul. Come out to him. It's been a long journey, but you are home now. Rebel against Satan. Rebel against that voice seeking to argue with your destiny. You must rebel against that voice of the enemy. It's time for you to say yes to Jesus. Indeed, I've been blind, but I need to be born again so that I can see the kingdom of God. That sin that is standing in the way, that is responsible for the blindness that you have, Jesus is the only one that can attend to it and take it out of the way, so that in the place of sin, you will have life. I bring you Jesus tonight. And anywhere you are standing and the Holy Spirit is still knocking, the Bible says today when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Make a move. Make a move to the altar. He calls you. He calls you. He calls you. I'm still waiting.
Everything
I'm still waiting for that young man, for that young lady.
Withholding nothing.
Still waiting for those of you in the front. Begin to ask Jesus for mercy now. Ask him for mercy now.
I surrender.
Ask him for mercy. Ask Jesus for mercy.
To you.
Ask him for mercy quickly. Talk to him right now.
Everything I give to you.
It's time for you to say yes. You can come out. You can come out now.
Everything I give.
Four people. Four people in the crowd. I'm waiting for you.
Withholding nothing. Withholding.
Four people. Four people. Today, when you hear his voice.
Give you.
I'm waiting for three people now. Three people.
I give you all of me. I give you all of me.
Three people.
I give you all of me.
I'm waiting for two people now.
I surrender.
Jesus is calling. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling you.
Everything I give to you.
Make sure you are talking to him.
Withholding nothing.
Make sure you are talking to him right now. Focus on him. Focus on him. Focus on him. Ask him to receive you. Ask him to forgive you. To have mercy. To have mercy on your soul. To have mercy on your soul. Glory to God. Talk to him. Don't look around. Don't look at the preacher. The preacher has nothing to give you. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Those of you in the front, can you address Jesus with the words I want to say? Say, Lord Jesus, I can't hear you. I am a sinner. I have been my own king. Forgive me. Wash me with your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Every covenant I entered into, knowingly or unknowingly, tonight I renounce it. Let his hold on my soul be broken. I surrender to you. Give me the grace to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Look at me. I made this decision many years ago, and I've not regretted it. You will not regret it too. Now, before I usher you to the counselors, I want you to receive a gift from Jesus now. Now listen. Jesus wants to fill you up with his spirit. Whether you have read it in the Bible before what it means to be filled with the Holy Ghost or not, that's immaterial. Jesus will give you a gift now. If you can trust Him, He will release His Spirit on your life. And when He does, utterance will come. When that utterance comes, speak it out. Be bold. Then it will flow like a river inside of your system. And if you are carrying a yoke, alright, so I will just pray and He will baptize you with His Spirit. Before I do so, can you ask Him, fill me with your Spirit, Lord. Fill me. Fill me. Fill me with your Spirit. 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 Ask Him right now. Fill me with your Spirit. Roske varamo santolia. Rafa sala maha presko venahila babahaito. Privo vaneto sika maha frante sokoria. Voleto skivria maha preso samahate. Yes, the utterance is coming already. It's coming already. It's coming already. Yes, it's coming already. Be bold about it. Be bold about it. Be bold about it. Sehiko patama. Raske bose mahaske bolanto. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Shaboroske mensaletala. Presko vazama zaiko zahita. Privanaseko santosa mahe braskita mahaila. Fresco benahiso sanala baboria. Shemina laika saboske. Yes. Speaking with boldness is flowing. Receive the Spirit. 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 Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Shabose. Presco vasa samanta baboria. La roba schiva santa babose kalima. Rasovena ikoskeza mahanto. Marasuka bahaito sama. Presco vatamena halia baratoske. Be bold. Be bold. It's a rain of His Spirit. It's a rain of His Spirit. It's a rain of His Spirit. Receive His Spirit. Receive His Spirit. Receive His Spirit. Receive His Spirit. Be bold and speak it out with boldness. Soveresho minasai la braskela. La combre me santa baboria samena. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Now, where are the counselors? Counselors, you have just 10 minutes. 10 minutes because there's a miracle service for 15 minutes that we need to do here. Please, if you are standing out here, can you go this way to the counselor? They'll take your name and your phone number right away so that we can contact you later. Just move this way. They'll pick your phone number and your name, and you can go back to your seat. Counselors, 10 minutes. 10 minutes. The power of God is here tonight, and His power will drop like rain. Oh my God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We glorify your name for everyone that you have saved. Everyone into whom your Spirit has come, we give you glory, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Oria mama sika branta baboria. Abre bobo saka sala babora. Simbro mosika bababa. In Jesus' name. Can we sing this song? I just received a song.
immortal, invincible. You are great. You are great. Immortal, invincible. You are great. You are great. Singing, you are great. Invincible, oh God, you are great. Sing in a mortal God, immortal God, invincible.
now you have the right to connect with him. Because he's here to do exceeding abundantly above that which we can ask or think. The God who caused the light to shine out of darkness, he shines tonight. He shines with splendor. Indeed, you are great. 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 Immortal God, invincible. You are good. You are good. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. I have an announcement. Hallelujah. If you are still here, say amen. Amen. Tonight is a night of blessing. And tomorrow is a night of miracles. Now, if you are coming tomorrow, come without your roommate that is sick. Come with afflicted people. We'll be doing a lot of that tomorrow by the grace of God. Hallelujah. But tonight, oh my God, the power of God is here. Can you just stop praying? Stop praying. In Jesus' name. The name of Jesus. If you want to connect, just raise your right hand. That's all. Ushers, where are you? Ushers, can you wave so that I will know you are there? Oh my. All right. Now, ushers, when I pray, the power of God we'll begin to move. Okay? The anointing of the Spirit of God will begin to move. Several people will be caught up in the flow of that power. What you do is make sure you arrest them and bring them forward so that nobody will be injured. Then we'll speak into their destinies. We'll speak into their lives. Now, can you just keep quiet? Ushers, there's somebody there that cannot control herself. Can you take her somewhere where she can shout? Now we need some quiet. Now the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said that the number of intercessors in Union Greek needs to be replenished. It's not sufficient for that which God wants to do. Because of that, there are some faithful ones that have been laboring for some time. Actually, there are 27 faithful intercessors recognized by heaven here. Listen to me. Listen. Just listen. And the first thing God wants to do is to change the rank of those people spiritually so that they'll have more authority in their intercessory enterprise. The Lord is going to anoint those 27 people. That's the first blessing. Before we move to the second one and the third one, then I will leave. Tomorrow, it will be healing and miracle night. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. You don't need to say amen anymore. I just want to talk to my Father. You showed me that there needs to be a replenishment of the rank of the intercessors. And that there are 27 intercessors here that you want to encounter so that you can elevate them, give them more capacity in the spirit. From my left hand side to my right hand side, to the back of the hall, to the choir stand, the men on the instruments, the minister stand, behind the platform, on the streets, anywhere those 27 intercessors are, Holy Spirit, begin to touch them. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. From my left hand side to my right hand side. My left hand side to my right hand side. Touch them. 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 Let your power come upon those 27 people. In the name of Jesus. Yes, he touches them. He touches them. He touches them. He touches them. Let his hand come upon them. Those that are in the choir, Lord, touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Let grace be poured into their vessel. Let grace be poured. Let grace be poured. Let grace be poured. Let grace be poured. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Move. Ministers, you can just help me lay your hands on them for confirmation. For confirmation. Yes, the power of God is coming. The power of God is coming. Oh my God, I'm seeing a young lady. A young lady. She has a calling of a prophet, and God is beginning to anoint her. Holy Spirit, touch that prophet. I beheld in the spirit. And I saw a writing in the spirit. Evangelist. Evangelist. There is an evangelist here. An evangelist of the next generation. And God is releasing the gift of healing on your life. Receive that gift. Receive that gift. Receive that gift in the name of Jesus. The hand of God comes strong. It comes strong. It comes strong. It comes strong. Now listen, I see in the spirit. Listen. Listen. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a lady. A lady that is under terrible demonic oppression. Terrible demonic oppression. She's in the congregation now. And at the count of five, the power of God will hit that lady, and the yoke will be broken. One, two, three. Ushers, help me. Four, five. Where is the lady? Bring the lady. Bring her on stage here. Up here. Bring her here. Some power so that you can help me minister. Lord, let power come upon her. Amen. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh. Okay, I need another sister to help me. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Come. You receive some power so that you can help me minister. Lord, let power come upon them so that they can transmit the same grace. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. All right. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let grace be transmitted so that they can help me minister. From the crown of your head to the sole of her feet, in the name of Jesus. Let grace be transmitted so that she can help me in the ministration. All right, come. See, you just tap her tummy here. Do that. Just tap. Just tap. Tap, tap it. Tap it, tap it. In the name of Jesus. I command the yoke to break. Keep tapping, keep tapping. Keep tapping. I command the yoke to break. Command the yoke to break. And I break that yoke from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Break! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Okay, come. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head, keep tapping. See, put the stomach in such a way that it is very visible so that you can tap well. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, I command the yoke. Let it break. Let it break. I also ask, Lord, that the family, the entire family, be released in the name of Jesus. Now listen to me. Listen, listen, listen. While I was praying, there were some people in the congregation, you began to feel as though your breath was going. Let me see your hand. While I was praying, you were feeling as though your breath was leaving you. Where are you? Okay, can you come here? We'll pray for the sick tomorrow. Oh my God! Listen. Listen. Are you listening? Are you still here? There is a demon that has been following you around. That was the reason for the agitation. But that spirit will be arrested right now. Now, I don't need the drums, just a keyboard. Immortal God, invincible.
You are great.
While I was praying, you felt as if your breath was leaving you. Those of you in the front, those of you in the front, listen to me. Listen to me. The power of God will come on three of you as a sign that God is already at work. Three people will receive the touch. Three. One, two.
Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. I command the yoke that they carry, that demon that has been following them around, let his hold be broken in the name of Jesus.
I pray right now. I ask, O God, that your mighty hand will break that yoke. You foul spirit accompanying them today in the name of Jesus. Be gone tonight in Jesus' name. Now, you. Hey. Lay hand on that young man with white shirt there. Yeah. The one you are touching. Pray for him. Pray for him. Pray for him. Thank you, Jesus. I expel that demon. And I decree that from today henceforth your life will be new, will be fresh. It will be beyond reproach and oppression in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus. You may wish to go back. Listen. Listen to me. Because of time, we can only pray for one category of sick people. God wants to heal a deaf ear now. Are you with me? I say, are you with me? If you are still here, say amen. Oh, I can't hear you. I say, if you are here, say amen. All right. If you have partial deafness in one of your ears, or total deafness in one of your ears, can you wave your hand? Either partial or total deafness. Now, follow these instructions carefully. You see this index finger? Put it in the ear that cannot hear and cover it completely. Cover that ear completely. Cover the ear completely. Because it's going to pop open now. Have you done that? Huh? All right. Tomorrow is a miracle night. Don't worry. We will attend to sicknesses, diseases. If you have a crippled person with using crutches, you can bring them. All kinds of stuff. And God will do miracles here tomorrow evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, I arrest every deafening spirit. Every form of deafness. I arrest you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command deafening spirits come out of the ears in the name of Jesus Christ. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I paralyze you. I cast you out. And I command you here. Here now. Here now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. You can remove the index finger. Then use the other index finger. Cover the ear that hears very well. Completely. And if someone is close to them, help them test. But probably by talking, clapping, I don't know. Just run a test for them on their behalf, okay? And if you notice that you can hear, then you raise your hand up. So run a test now. Well, if you notice that you can hear with the ear, you can identify. So just help them conduct a test. Help them conduct a test now. And if you can hear, just raise your hand to identify. Help them conduct a test. And if you can hear,
Raise your hand to identify. Two people are already hearing. Three people are hearing. If you can hear, you raise your hand. Four people hearing. If you can hear, you raise your hand to identify. All right. Those of you waving your hands, come. Let's be sure we have a testimony. Come up here. Come up to the platform. If you are sure that you can hear, you can come up to the platform. Tomorrow is the harvest of miracles. Tomorrow is a healing rain. Yes, if you are sure. Now, okay. All right. If you are sure, you can come out. Tomorrow is the healing night, but God instructed that we should pray for this.
Praise the Lord, sir.
Yes. What happened?
This is Mercy.
Mercy.
She's been deaf for 10 years now.
She's been deaf in that ear for 10 years.
And the power of God just opened her ears. 10 years deafness gone by the power of
God. Can you celebrate it?
Mercy from Science Education. 10 years deafness opened in the name of a
10 years. She's been deaf in that ear for 10 years. Oh my God. Lord, we give you glory in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Apostle, sir, this is Sister Faith.
Wait. I'm still thanking God for this man. Can you join me? Thank God. Just exalt God. Just exalt. This ear has been deaf for 10 years.
Yes.
Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. God bless you in Jesus' name. Yes?
Sister Faith from Plant Breeding and Seed Science. I've been deaf on the left ear for 7 years and she's completely healed.
She's been deaf on the left ear for 7 years. Glory to God. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Where's the ear? Which one? Deaf. And after the prayers, did you feel anything on your body?
Like an opening.
Something just came off the ears. Celebrate him. We thank you, Lord, for this miracle. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus. We are blessed, sister. Yes?
Praise the Lord, sir.
Yes.
This is Brother Emmanuel.
Now listen. There's somebody in the question, I already see you. You came into this place with abdominal pain and it's gone. Just check it now. Abdominal. Where are you? Abdominal pain. It's gone. It's gone. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. The healing anointing is flowing. Oh my God.
This is Emmanuel. This is Emmanuel, sir.
Emmanuel.
From Physics Department.
Physics Department.
He's 19 years old.
19 years old.
Been deaf on the right ear for 19 years.
Been deaf on the right ear for 19 years. Since birth.
From birth, stone deaf on the right ear. And now after the prayer of miracle, the power of God opened.
The power of God opened the deaf ear that's been deaf for 19 years. Oh God! come.
19 years since birth.
19 years.
By the power of the Spirit of God.
19 years. You know? Oh my God.
Woo!
Oh my God.
Woo!
What will we say to him?
Thank you, Jesus!
We seal the miracle with the blood of Jesus. God bless you. Yes?
This is Brother Blessed from Agric Education.
Yes,
blessed. He's been deaf, partially deaf on the right ear for 1 week. And after the prayers, the ear opened up immediately.
Deaf on that ear for 1 week. And now the ear has opened.
With excruciating pain.
Oh my God. Be sealed with the blood of Jesus. Oh, I'm seeing many things. Oh my God. Oh God. Can you pray in the spirit just for 2 minutes? Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God.
Horosama. Hey. Lie mokonda. Ilama bayene. Seminali nebalama. Imama yedoboma. Seminar, 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 Seminar